From the Elcott Redeemery and Creamery in Ventura, California, this is Elcott.
Yeah.
The next step. And joining me today, and I very gratefully accept his advice, his tutelage and tuition this weekend, an overlord of long standing and great esteemed standing, none other than Overlord Cookie Monster Simpson. And I have to tell you, it is personally a great honor for me to be with you, Cookie Monster, and Overlord. Overlord Cookie Monster, I gratefully accept your leveling. I gratefully accept your leveling.
Yahoo!
Ed, I like you. And I, every time you are up in the rotation for Overlord status, the big thumbs up for you, Ed. But I will be the hardest on you of all.
I appreciate you, Ed.
What's that again?
I appreciate you, Ed.
You appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, as Ed recovers from the leveling, he referred to me as Cookie Monster. My full Overlord given name is Overlord Cookie Monster Simpson. Overlord Cookie Monster Simpson, Kauai Hawaii chapter, and I'm also the chapter president. How you feeling?
I'm much better, Overlord Cookie Monster. I appreciate that very much. I was just so excited to have you here.
Well, I've got an awful lot to tell people, and the first thing we want to clean up and clear up is what's called the countdown.
And the countdown, as it has been refreshed and therefore lasered in, is that I say Elcott,
long pause, and then I indicate when you begin to say the next step. What you had last week with Overlord Huggy, otherwise known as Shuggy, otherwise known as Gloria Grover, was a very elemental and basic lesson in the countdown. But how it should happen is, let's demonstrate it.
And I will say, welcome to Elcott.
Yeah.
The next step.
See that?
And so you give it the affirmation.
I give it the affirmation and exclamatory expiration. Because really, the thought is expired. It has died. It serves no purpose and should now be shoveled into a hole.
In Elcott, the next step, we talk about ideas having expired. They can be small thoughts, they can be lengthy preambles or dissertations. In that instance, we simply say Elcott.
Yes, and that expires, and that's when the Overlord, hence, yeah!
The next step.
There it is.
Well, Overlord Cookie Monster Simpson joining us for a refresher on a variety of ethical standards in Overlord and Elcott, the next step. Please level me. It will feel so good.
Now, I leveled Ed there because he was going to call the protocols, he called them the ethical standard. These are the Elcottas. The Elcottas, right, Ed? And what is an Elcotta? There are several. The most basic, ego must be reduced. Tool shed dirt, you bet. I can be invisible, but I choose not to be. I am a walking wad. And finally, all glory to that.
And as Overlord Cookie Monster has indicated, these are the basic precepts of Elcott, the next step. Now, I will give into, or worship, or otherwise give over to that. We point to the sky.
Yes, we are pointing to the sky. And we're saying that.
Now, we don't mean the sky, though.
No, we don't. We mean that.
And so what that is, that's where it's at.
Yay! I gotta tell you, I remember when Ed Elcott was, just before he was Dr. Ed Elcott, he came in here, man, you were green. You really just, but you've really taken to Elcott the next step. And when we open the books again next summer,
well, by understanding, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I didn't mean, yes, please, I want to be leveled because it feels so good.
Hi!
Okay, but
you thought the books were being opened this summer.
Yes, I did.
No. The books were opened. We opened the books last summer, and I think that's when Bearcat Munson made it in. And if I'm not mistaken, one or two of the other ones, Overlord Sleepy Wilson.
Okay, I understand. So next summer.
Next summer, Ed, the books are opened again, and you've got my vote. Oh, do you have my vote?
This is Elcott the Next Step. We are live in Ventura, California. As you know, we have our three Redeemeries, now a Redeemery and Creamery, at the Elcott Redeemery and Dairy Farm in Ventura, California.
And a dairy farm's important to Elcott the Next Step because we live on the land, we live off of the land, we lay on the land, we lay over the land. And again, tool shed dirt.
Very important.
Yes. Because the only way in Elcott that you are to have relations, physical relations with the opposite or the same sex, because in Elcott the Next Step, we're all going to rot and get shoveled into the same hole. It doesn't matter if you're gay or straight, black or white, from this planet or beyond, you all get shoveled into the same hole. All hail Elcott.
Now, the Redeemery here in Ventura, we have the three.
Yes, we do.
We have Wampaw, New York, where we were last week. We have the Redeemery in Big Sur, California, and one in Kauai, which is where Overlord Cookie Monster Simpson is chapter president. And I think you, one of our friends here from the Ventura chapter.
That's yes. Well, we got, and we were very, very lucky to have Overlord One-Eye Lockman as our sergeant of arms, okay?
Yes.
And he didn't want to leave Ventura, but he went over to the Elcott the Next Step chapter in Hawaii, where he's enjoying himself immensely.
In Elcott the Next Step, we say that ego must be shattered, it must peel away until there is nothing left of you but your head floating in space. Do we mean that literally? Well, that's a very, very interesting question, isn't it? The answer to that, and Overlord Cookie Monster Simpson will answer this in the affirmative as well, is yes.
Absolutely, Ed, because when we say there should be nothing left of you but your head floating in space, that's how hard you need to work on shedding ego. You need to shed ego. I don't exist anymore, not in the sense that I get respect or that I demand things in a restaurant or that I have people run off and do errands for me. No. When you make love to another human being, you do it in dirt, in a tool shed, or some kind of a farm shed or in a stable. When you make love to a woman, do it in a pasture where there are cows.
That is the way. That is the way of Elcott.
Yes, it is. You shed away ego by not looking people in the eye. You shed away ego by insisting you aren't hungry, even though it's day six and you haven't had a thing to eat. You shed away ego by saying, coat? I don't need a coat. I know it's 50 below. I'm warm. In fact, I'm hot. Let me outside and let me get naked.
All of that in shedding ego brings us to that point where we no longer really exist except our heads.
Yes, we're gone, except the head is floating in space. When you look in the mirror and you see only your own head and nothing below it, you've done the deed.
You've shed ego.
Now, some people say, well, you must be dead. No, 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 no! You're not dead. You're alive. For the first time in your life, you see things as they should clearly be seen. You are nothing more than a head, And what we recommend is a ball cap, a beanie, a cowboy hat, something ridiculous. So you look like a one jackass head floating in space.
Elcott, the Next Step is truly a remarkable system of belief when you can shed so much ego that all you see that's left of you is your head with a cowboy hat on it.
You're listening to Elcott, the Next Step from the Redeemery Creamery in Ventura, California.
We are here with a very good friend, longtime overlord in good standing, the wonderful and dare I say, the brilliant overlord Cookie Monster Simpson.
I remember when you come into Elcott the Next Step, Ed. You didn't know which, you didn't know where to flip or fall in it. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
I remember, Ed, the day he walked through the front door of this place, and he had his hat in his hand, and he's saying, "Is this Elcott?" And I said, "This is Elcott the Next Step. As don't you recognize some of the guys?" And you know that some of the overlords were old college friends of yours.
Yes, they were actually fraternity brothers.
So a lot of the overlords were fraternity brother friends of Ed's, but he didn't want to offend them. He recognized, did you recognize Randy Hoover, right?
I recognized who was then, he then who, Randy Hoover. And that's something I should point out. When you're talking about an overlord and an overlord's previous life, you are to say, he then who. And likewise, a female overlord, she then what. So Randy Hoover was he then who Hoover, or he then what who me Hoover, no.
That's right.
And became, of course, an overlord in good standing as a former fraternity brother who, along with the founding fraternity and overlord brothers of Elcott the Next Step, had far too much to drink. Their parents were allowing them to stay in the dorm during the summer. There probably was some hallucinogenic involved.
Indeed, there was.
And, of course, eventually, the principals of Elcott, uncovered some 3 years before by myself, and turned over to Buck Wheeler.
Now, Buck Wheeler went on to become another good-standing brother. He was Buck One-Eye Wheeler in the very early days of the Overlord, and then eventually just became Overlord One-Eye.
Yes. And it was Overlord One-Eye who helped develop the tenets of Elcott the Next Step that we live by today.
And Ed, who could have been an overlord but deferred, wanted to stay a priesterly because he didn't recognize these were fraternity brothers of his until it was too late.
All hail Elcott.
Yes.
And so it began with Elcott the Next Step here in the Los Angeles area, but really in Wampa is where everyone transferred. They patched over the Wampa church there, which I think it was the Church of the Downward Spiral Nobility, correct?
Church of the Downward Spiraling, the Noble.
Yes. Patched them over and they became Elcott.
Yeah!
The Next Step.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name, and I'm very, very grateful to be with you, is Overlord Cookie Monster Simpson. And I'm happy to be on Elcott the Next Step and tell you that a new day is dawning for Elcott. All across this country, more and more chapters are opening, round table after round table after ground table round table. And that is what's coming to your town very soon. Make sure you get tickets for the Elcott the Next Step Ground Table Round Table, a barbecue with ground round, and you'll become grounded in the principles of Elcott. Oh, God, I hope I'm alive to see it. I really am. Elcott the Next Step is coming to your town with an Elcott Ground Round Table. Visit Elcott the Next Step to find out where.
And we welcome you back here to Elcott. The Next Step. Well, it has certainly been a wonderful visit with you, Cookie Monster. Oh, God damn me.
Look what you do, huh? You had a perfectly good... Man, are you thick.
You
You're pretty thick, Ed. This is one of the reasons why I get so much pushback when I proffer your name for Elcott status. People think you're just thick. Okay? You always refer to an overlord first as Overlord so-and-so. I'm Overlord Cookie Monster. Do you understand?
I do, and I thank you very much. In fact, let me level myself. Just...
remember, you have to smile.
That was great.
When one self levels in Elcott the Next Step, one must smile and say that they enjoyed it and not be lying. Did you enjoy it, Ed?
Yes, I did. No, I really didn't, because I just...
See, he lied, so he won't self-level. I leveled him.
I'll try it again next week. I will try to self-level with more honesty.
Elcott the Next Step. From the Redeemery Creamery in Ventura, California.
For a transcript of today's program, write to Elcott, The Next Step, Ventura, California.
I'm so very sorry.